We have a lot of weird holidays in America. Christopher Columbus Day, it's a weird one. It's about the guy Christopher Columbus who discovered America. Germany, do you have a holiday about the person who discovered Germany? No. Then I guess it's not a country worth celebrating. But it's a weird holiday, Christopher Columbus Day. He's the guy, Christopher Columbus, who discovered America. Even though there was already millions of people living here for thousands of years. And he called them Indians, because he thought he landed in India, but he fucked up and landed in America. But they just kept calling them Indians, and they pretty much slaughtered all the Indians. And we have a holiday celebrating that guy. It's kind of weird. How should we really celebrate Christopher Columbus Day? Here's a thought. You know when you're up in a big building on a high floor and you're going back down to the lobby, but the elevator's crowded and someone else has pressed floor 3, but you weren't paying attention. So when the elevator stops on floor 3, you get off because you think it's the lobby. And instead of realizing that and then turning back around into the crowded elevator and admitting that you're a moron, being like, hey, guys, sorry, I'm a fucking idiot, wasn't paying attention, I thought it was the lobby. No, you don't admit it. You just stay on floor 3 and you pretend it's the lobby. And then you murder everyone on floor 3. That's how we should celebrate Christopher Columbus Day. Just a thought, just a thought. Thanksgiving, that's an American holiday. Canada, you celebrate Thanksgiving on the wrong day, but you celebrate it. And Canada, what are you thankful for? That you border America. That's it. That's all you got. Germany, you don't celebrate Thanksgiving. It's because you got nothing to be thankful for. Always try to remember that. We celebrate it because we're such a narcissistic country. We need a holiday to force us to say thank you once a year. Because normally, we do not say thank you. We say, you're welcome, a lot. Often after another country did not say thank you. They usually said, ouch, cut it out, stop it. And we're like, you're welcome. Why do we have turkey on Thanksgiving? Does anyone know? Why do we have turkey on Thanksgiving? Are you completely uneducated? Nobody knows. It's okay if you don't know. The government doesn't want you to know the truth. The real reason we have turkey on Thanksgiving is because just 80 years ago, this entire country was enslaved by turkeys. And it was not until we invented the baster that we were able to rise up and conquer the evil turkey. That's why today on Thanksgiving, not only do we kill and eat a turkey, we stuff shit up its ass to humiliate the turkey and send the message that it never happens again. I teach American history part-time online at Axe Body Spray University. You guys should definitely take one of my courses. What's Christmas about?
Presents?
No. Wrong again.
America.
Nope, that's about killing trees. Because just 90 years ago, this entire country was ruled by trees. And it was not until we invented the axe that we were able to conquer the tree. That's why today on Christmas, not only do we kill a tree, we put it up in our living room by the window so the other trees could see it. And let them know we're not fucking around this time. Sometimes we'll put up a fake tree to let them know they can be replaced at any time. And then we give each other presents to show our human superiority. And the presents are wrapped in paper, which is made out of trees. Know your fucking history, please.
Stream Judah Friedlander, America is the Greatest Country in the United States, only on Netflix.